The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Sorry about Friday. We lost power here in the studio on Friday. Wow, where'd the intro go? Just poof, disappears. We lost power here in the studio halfway through the show on Friday. That was a bummer. Michelle Woodhouse was in. She's awesome. Great mind. Loves the Lord. Understands the world of politics. Ran in the primary earlier this year. Unfortunately, did not win. Hopefully, she'll run again. So she was in here on Friday. She'll be back a week from this Friday, filling in for me. That's our anniversary weekend. So I'll be gone that Friday and back in the saddle doing live from an ethics conference that Monday and Tuesday at Colonial. Well, it used to be Colonial Baptist here in the area. Now Shepherd's, Shepherd's Church and Shepherd's Seminary, Pastor Stephen Davey, one of the best preachers of God's Word on the East Coast. So they're doing an ethics convention or an ethics conference. I'll be there. I'll broadcast from there. That Monday and Tuesday, that's like the 17th and 18th. Is that right? Yeah, I think it's the 17th and 18th. So I'll be broadcasting live on site there for that. So that should be a couple of great shows focusing on Christian ethics. And tomorrow, my good friend Stu Epperson Jr., who runs the owner-operator of Truth Radio Network, which many of you are listening on, he'll be filling in for me tomorrow because he's got his longtime friend, Dr. David Jeremiah. We'll be on with Stu tomorrow. Dr. Jeremiah is coming to town this week. He's here, I think it's this Thursday, October 6th, at the PNC Arena. There'll be probably 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 plus people there. So that's this Thursday. If you go to Turning Point, you can find the tickets for that. So he'll have Dr. Jeremiah on the show tomorrow. And then interesting headline I just saw earlier, Russian nuclear submarine armed with doomsday weapon disappears from Arctic Harbor. Well, that's a bummer, huh? But then you got this. If you look over here, because we're going to do a full Money Monday. So you jump over here and go, yeah, but Steve, the market's up 765 points right now, which also doesn't make any sense to me. But we live in the land of confusion these days. And so as we look at that, we like to get some guidance. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, as the scripture says. And one of those counselors for us is our good friend David Fisher, Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing good. There's green days in the market today, and that's kind of nice to see. We had a lot of red last week.
Yes, we did. And I know we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the green day today, the red last week. There's a lot on the docket here for us to cover today. But let's start a little bit closer to home and a little more personal. You texted me. I love when you text me with these things and you're all of a sudden you're like, hey, got some good news because for a few years, you know, that was you've been on a very challenging road from a health perspective, but God has done some awesome things. Sounds like he did something once again.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of red days for quite a few years, and now I've had a lot of green days that have surpassed the red days. So, but just putting into perspective, in 2015, my doctor told me to get blood once a year because I had high levels of iron in my blood, and the fix for that was just to, you know, get blood. So I followed his advice, did so, and in 2018, I checked myself in the hospital, and I had multiple problems, heart racing, my infraction, which is your pump, how hard your heart is pumping, is only at 10, which means you either got to die or you have a heart transplant. I had neither of those in the plans. I also had signs of stroke. I had kidney failure going on, and my iron in my blood was off the roof. It skyrocketed to the highest level it's ever been in my life at that point. But I couldn't get blood because they said if doing so, it probably would, I wouldn't survive it because it would just throw a whole other problem there. So everything was life-threatening. Five doctors told me I had 3 months to live, get my financial affairs in order. But I said to the Lord specifically, Lord, I'm asking for a miracle, a total healing, total recovery. I'll be your voice. I'll be your mouthpiece. And but I'm fine with you if you want to take me home. So 12 days in the hospital, I was told many things. One thing by the doctors I was told is go to a hematologist when I got out. And so she tested me for this gene called Hemochromatosis.
That's a mouthful.
Hemochromatosis. Say that fast, really, 10 times.
No, thank you.
So it just basically means you have this gene in you that's hereditary that says, and I was tested positive for it, that says your molecular structure, genetic makeup, you're going to produce high levels of iron in your blood. There's no way around it. The fix is just get blood. But there's too much iron in your blood can lead to life-threatening conditions, and that's what obviously came to a spearhead in 2018.
Yeah.
So she told me to get blood, and in 2019 she said, we've got to wait 3 or 4 months until you're healthy. So I went back to her 4 months later. She told me, okay, get blood now, and my levels were off the chart. A normal man's blood level for iron is 13.5 on the low, 17.5 on the high. When I first started giving, I was at 18.5. I rose to over 22.
Wow.
And 4 times in giving blood, I was giving it 4 to 5 months apart. They had to throw away my blood. I had to actually pay them $100 a visit because the iron content was so high, it was toxic to anybody receiving that as a transplant. So they had to throw it away. But eventually my blood came down to somewhat, 18 or 19, which is still way too high, but not toxic. About a year and a half ago was the last time, except for last Wednesday, where I gave blood. And at that point it was, 19 or something around that level. Last week I gave blood. And remember, 13.5 is the low,
yep.
Normal, 17.5 is the high. Mine came in at 13.6 on the low side of the scale.
Gee.
So after you get blood, you got to wait 15 minutes. So there was this 10 foot by 4 foot poster board on the wall that was filled with written messages of blood donors and why they gave blood. And I went up there to kill time. I was reading a few of them, and I saw this handwriting that I recognized. It was mine.
Wow.
So I forgot. I wrote a year and a half earlier, I wrote this. In 2018, I was hospitalized for 12 days and I had 2 severe heart issues going on. I saw firsthand how giving blood made a huge difference. Mm. Since then, I have a near full recovery. I scratched out the word near, and now it says full recovery.
And praise the Lord for that. Amen and amen and amen. We're talking to our good friend David Fisher, giving glory to God who deserves it alone. And we're going to pick it up there with David. David, thanks so much for sharing, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold. We're praising the Lord. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. It is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Tomorrow, my good friend Stu Epperson Jr. filling in. Looking forward to having Dr. David Jeremiah. Most of you know who that is, having Dr. David Jeremiah on the show tomorrow. He'll be here in Raleigh. This Thursday, October 6th, you can just go to Turning Point's website and get that information there. So that'll be great. So you can tune in tomorrow and hear Stu. He's basically grown up around Dr. Jeremiah. So they're longtime friends. So that would be great. So make sure you check that out. And then I'll be back in here on Wednesday. But right now, talking to our good friend David Fisher and just praising the Lord for what he continues to do in your life, David. I know you had one other thing you wanted to add, and then we'll start talking about some of these crazy headlines.
So, yeah, now, obviously, I've had a full recovery.
Amen.
Now, I'm wondering if I should go back to the doctor and get tested genetically, because on a molecular structure, it had to have changed, because the doctor told me you always have to get blood, and it was a year and a half before giving it. My blood level should have been 18 or 19. It was 13 plus, so 13.6. So I'm just wondering if God did a scientific new body thing here.
Wow.
I think I'm going to get tested for that. It's just, it came to me, I thought, I got to get tested for this.
Yeah, so that's fascinating.
Documentation, because I don't know if there's a way you can change the molecular genetic structure of your body.
Not that I'm aware of, but that would be,
either.
If that happened, that would be funny to have. Well, so what do you think, Doc? What do you attribute that to? And he's going to say, I don't have an answer.
Exactly. Exactly. My dad had this gene, I think, but wow. He had the same symptoms I had. Yeah. I am going to go get tested, and I think we're going to have another comment.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I'll send you the document if it does come out the way it will probably come out.
That'll be a hoot. Well, we just praise the Lord all the more for that, so that's awesome. Yep. I look forward to that. So, keep me in the loop on that one. That's great. Hey, before we dive into kind of our regular list of things, something we've mentioned off and on, ever since we started doing radio together all the way back to 2016, is the whole notion of the bail-in. We've seen that happen in other countries. The things are set up here in America via several different pieces of legislation that would allow the government to actually dip their hands into our private accounts in order to bail itself out. That's why you call it a bail-in. But do you have a new version of that white paper, David?
It's coming this week, fresh off the press.
Oh, great.
So we added 4 pages, and people are going like, well, that was big already. So this is 4 pages since President Biden's been in office of new data. It also goes and explains, previous presidents that added to the, the debt. And you can see the hockey stick chart, how much our debt has gone up. It says charts that says this idea, well, maybe we just lower taxes and stimulate the economy, we can pay down the debt. The charts show otherwise. Talks about inflation and all those things. And the new information about this debt crisis leading to a default, and probably a couple pages of that of those two topics. But it designates significantly this new report on how the government sees your money as their money, and all the players that are involved with that President Biden appointed. So get the report. It's really fresh off the press this week and has a lot more information that will help you understand.
Yeah, that's a real eye-opener. How can people get a hold of that?
Well, they can call us, 844-604-2575, the normal phone number, or they can go to Landmark Gold if you want to just go to our website there, and you can put a note in there and we can get it out to you.
Great, landmarkgold.com. All right, so stocks are up today, a big day on Wall Street. Everything's green across the board, up, 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 up. Dow Jones up 765 points as of right now, but still lower than its high last week. So what's going on? It's a fascinating uptick. I mean, that's a very 765 points in a day is no small feat, but what's going on there?
Yes, that's great that we're up, and I'm glad we're showing some green. But the big boys are saying, don't buy into this too much. Stanley Druckenmiller, he's a very well-known legendary investor. In fact, this article I'm reading about him said he's never had a down year in the markets, his career. And he's in his early 70s. So he's a billionaire. He loves the market, obviously. But he's saying our central case is a hard landing next year. So he's saying we're going to have a recession. It's going to be a hard one. Here's some of his quotes. I would not be surprised if it was not larger than the so-called average garden variety. He's referring to the recession. He says, it is something I don't rule out that something really bad could happen. Mm-hmm. We are in deep trouble. The risk-reward of owning assets, in other words, stocks, doesn't make a lot of sense. I was floored by that quote because that's how he made his wealth.
Yeah,
What I'm not saying is throw out the baby with the bathwater, get everything out of stocks, put everything in gold. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, what I've always said, there's people who are much smarter about the market than I are saying this is not over with yet.
Yeah, that's right.
And a couple more people are saying these things. We quoted them before, but here's a research group called Ned Davis. They're very well known. They put out a report last week on the 27th of September. It says now there's a 98% chance of a global recession, which will signal severe downturn and more downside risk are in stocks ahead. So just kind of a rule of thumb, the fall in 1929, 1932, 1974, 2008, you name the date, the Black Monday, they were all in October, November. We're in that era.
That's right.
And just don't get too carried away. As a side note, here's an interesting fact. The S&P today is trading below where it closed the day of President Biden's inauguration.
Wow.
So in other words, we're lower today than when President Biden was put into office, despite the fact that since that date, the Fed printed $1.7 trillion in quantitative easing, new money out of thin air, and the government spent an additional $3.5 trillion of fiscal spending that was passed, but only $1.7 trillion of that has actually been spent. So we got another the same amount getting ready to be spent.
Yeah.
So inflation is not going away.
No. No, and that's why when you see a day like today, up 765 points, woo, all right, we're coming back. No, we're not. We're nowhere near to coming back. And yeah, everything I've been reading, I got a report earlier today that it's gonna get worse until it gets better, and we're going to hit the bottom sometime next year. I mean, and everybody gets excited thinking that, well, the Republicans are going to take at least the House, maybe the Senate, and if they take Congress, man, things are going to turn around. No, they aren't, because you still have a guy named Joe Biden sitting in the White House, and so what you'll get is stalemate. They can investigate like crazy, but they're not going to pass anything. And so it's going to get really tough, and I just hope everybody's praying and asking for wisdom, to your point, David, to be diversified. When we come back from the break, let's jump across the pond. We'll go back to our roots and look at what happened in the UK last week, because that was a huge mess. They've got an even bigger mess than we do over here in the States, and that's fascinating to look at. So let's talk about the UK when we come back. We'll also talk about, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, strange news with Russia and what's going on over there. And Putin gave a speech. If you read it in English, he sounds like us in many ways. He's talking about two genders and God and morality. I mean, it's just wild. These days are just wild. That's why it's helpful to be able to talk to somebody like David. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We're talking to David Fisher. It is a Full Money Monday. We still have a lot to talk about. What's going on in the UK? It's a train wreck. And what's going on in Russia? These are serious issues for us, even though we're over here. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. It is the first Monday in the beautiful month of October. It's Monday, October 3rd. That's why we're spending the full hour with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website. As always, David, again, thanks for your time today, my friend. Always great to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm great to be with you.
All right, I've got some really wild quotes from Putin's annexation speech that he gave on Friday. But before we get to that, we'll jump across the pond, but let's stop in the UK. Let's stop in Great Britain first. And talk to us about what's going on over there, because it is a fiscal mess.
Yeah, and it could be our fiscal mess, a fiscal mess, not physical, but money mess, because we're doing the same exact same thing, just on a larger scale than Britain. So the Bank of England last Wednesday hit the panic button. They lost control of the bond and the currency markets earlier in the week. What I mean by that is pensions are underfunded. The government pension of Britain is underfunded. Their public pensions are underfunded. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, quite.
Okay. So they push the panic button. They introduce an emergency round of quantitative easing. Now, the week before, they've been saying, hey, we're going to raise rates. We're going to stop this printing press. And we're going to get this thing back to normal. Because the Bank of England did the same thing at the Federal Reserve. And the bank and the country of Britain did the same thing that America's done. Spend a lot of money, print a lot of money out of thin air, causing bubbles where they're not normal. And so now the Bank of England said, we're going to do what the Federal Reserve is. We're going to raise rates. We're going to get inflation under control. Their inflation rate's over 10%. Wow. Ours is 8.3. So they got to the place where broke, and that's where they said, we got to reverse this. We got to start printing money again. In fact, they said, we're going to print as much unlimited money we need to get this financial system calm. Let's put this into perspective. We had 40 years of inflation at the highest point. We just came out of a recession due to the pandemic, and they printed their way out of this. So did we. The Bank of England is now printing more money to stop the carnage of this thing blowing up, and now they're going to cause a whole nother round of inflation. So they have either blow up the financial system and kill inflation by raising rates, high enough, or allow inflation to remain and much higher for a longer period of time than currently anyone anticipates. The Bank of England chose number two, to, you know, have a lot higher inflation for a much longer period of time. But we don't know how long that's going to last. So I say we're at the beginning of this great crisis. That 2008 was a warm-up to what we're going through. In 2008, banks went bust, but now in 2022 or 23 or 24, countries are now on the verge of going bust, and that almost happened last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's really scary when they were talking about it, and you don't hear the whole story, of course, from any mainstream media source, but you could tell it was bad, and this is the problem. It's just like our country. David, as you know, we talk about this all the time. They're always unwilling to make the tough decisions. And even when they're, let's raise rates, they're still monkeying around with things. And like we see with the Fed, but now over there, well, it's just, no, we're not going to print any more money. We have to stop the madness. The next thing you know, well, we have to print money. We don't have a choice. I mean, it's just this vicious cycle. It goes around and around and around and around. And what happens in Great Britain does matter to us because they're part of the world economy.
And it also is a small microcosmic reflection of the behavior that we're doing, they're doing just much smaller, and it broke their system. It broke to the point of a financial meltdown last week could have happened within one day. Their bank stepped in, and they reversed this course. That's where our Federal Reserve, I think, is going to do the thing called the pivot. It will get to the place of breaking, and then they will start this nonsense and not let it reset because they don't want to have a huge financial meltdown.
Right.
So, you know, let's learn from this. Get your financial house in order. Get diversified. Don't rely on a pension, Social Security, or those things to protect you because pensions are upside down. Social Security is upside down. Don't rely on the government is what I'm trying to say. I love my country, but it's not very good with money.
No, and you can't rely on them at all. And that lockbox that good old Al Gore liked to talk about years ago never existed in the first place. That money's gone and spent, and so we can't rely on that. You think you're going to get your Social Security money? I'm 56. I'm like, nah, I don't think I will. But don't rely on that. That's so important. And then let's jump over to Russia because this is so interesting to me. This is from Putin's speech on Friday when he's officially announcing the annexation of four different areas inside Ukraine, and then he's giving the Western world, mostly that would include us, a little talking to about our imperialism and our moral degradation. Listen to this. The West began its colonial policy back in the Middle Ages and then followed the slave trade, the genocide of Indian tribes in America, the plundering of India of Africa, the wars of England and France against China. What they did was hooking entire nations on drugs, deliberately exterminating entire ethnic groups for the sake of what? Land and resources. They hunted people like animals. Then he goes on talking about Western morals. This is so wild to me. Now they have moved on entirely to a radical denial of moral norms, religion, and family. The dictatorship of the Western elites is directed against all societies, including the peoples of the Western countries themselves. This is a challenge to all. This is a complete denial of humanity, the overthrow of faith and traditional values. Indeed, the suppression of freedom itself has taken on the features of a religion, outright Satanism. Do we really want here in our country in Russia, instead of mom and dad, to have parent number one, parent number two, parent number three? Have they gone completely insane? Do we really want it drilled into our children and our schools that are supposedly genders besides women and men and children offered the chance to undergo sex change operations? We have a different future, our own future, saying no to the Western civilization. It's just wild to listen to Putin make some actual good points relative to the Western world and how messed up our moral compass is. So a lot of strange news in Russia, to say the least.
You know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, my dad always said.
Yeah.
And don't call the kettle black.
That's
and
right. Yeah.
So
crazy.
I'm just typing in here just for fun. In March of this year, 700 civilians were killed by Putin, according to the UN, who were tortured. These were people that lived in Ukraine citizens. He went in and just slaughtered them, and they found the graves of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, yet he's pointing fingers at our imperial history.
Right.
And no country's perfect, I get it, but this is just something that's fresh off the press in his life that now he's accusing that we haven't done for hundreds of years, if not more. I'm speechless.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, you know, this whole thing of deception kind of goes into the oil side of things, the de-dollarization. He doesn't want to have anything more to do with the dollar. He's trying to get the world to move away from the dollar. And this Nord Stream pipeline blow up, who's at fault with that? Some are even blaming our president, because after the pipeline was blown up, Anthony Blinken, he's the Secretary of State, said this is a tremendous opportunity to reduce European energy and imports on Russia, like we were celebrating over here. And then now the press in certain areas are saying it could have been President Biden behind this, because he said on February 7th, if Russia invades, there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2. We will bring it to an end. And the reporter asked, well, how are you going to do that exactly, since the project's in Germany's control? And President Biden, his quote is, I promise you, we will be able to do that. So now they're actually, you know, turning this thing and saying it could be our own president that devised such a scheme to do this, when most of the people, like Canada Prime Minister, or not Prime Minister, but the top agent up there in Canada, the foreign minister, Melanie Joy, said that all fingers are pointing to Russia. So it's just all kinds of news going on that is not a lot of certainty, unfortunately, in this uncertain world, especially when it comes to nuclear warheads.
Oh, yeah, and then we've got that issue, and we've got the energy issue and the Nord Stream pipeline explosion, and then what's going on with Russia supplying oil and natural gas to Western Europe and Eastern Europe. I mean, it's crazy, and that's why to think that this is going to be over by Christmas is just ridiculous. We have to hunker down and be ready and prepare for all these things. David, as you mentioned, you know, let's take a cue from all the people that just had to deal with Hurricane Ian. They knew it was coming. It was out there. You know it. You see it. And then most people prepared, but some people didn't. Some people stayed. And now we're what? About 80 people, I think, have died so far that they know of in Florida as a result. And when you have an opportunity to prepare, you better prepare. You know, hopefully this something like this wouldn't cost any of us our lives, but it could cost us a lot in terms of our futures. That's why diversification is such a big deal. So when we come back from the break, which we're going to hit in about 30 seconds, David, let's get into kind of how gold and silver is reacting to all this. It's been such a bizarre year as the dollar was going up, but gold and silver didn't move in the opposite direction as you would expect. There's a lot going on there. It's a very, very complicated environment. And do you want to do that in the last segment, kind of unpack all of that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, very good. So I'm going to put you back on hold. We're coming up on the break. Right now, we're talking to David Fisher. We're going to do a full show. Remember, the first Monday of the month is a full Money Monday. The subsequent Mondays, we just do a little update in the fourth hour of the show. This is an important issue. It's spoken about many, many times in the Old and New Testament. God talking to us about money and possessions is all over the Bible. And if he's talking about it on a regular basis, don't you think we should too? Which is why we've got our good friend David Fisher here every Monday. But today, a full Money Monday. When we come back, the interesting interaction between the gold and silver markets and what else.
There's a man going around taking names.
All right, he's taking names, and if he's got a calculator with him, perhaps he'll be just tabulating some things. I just pulled up just for giggles, and then we'll get back to our good friend David Fisher. Just pulled up the U.S. debt clock, usdebtclock.org. I put that link up on Facebook. You should check that out. $30,930,227,000,000 and climbing, about $100,000. About every 4 seconds, 5 seconds, we add another $100,000. State debt is $1.2 trillion. I mean, the debt per citizen. So we got what, 348 million people? Debt per citizen is $92,000. Debt per taxpayer, that's you and me, $245,000. Then you go, well, what about, I don't know, let's talk about student loan debt. And you get into all that kind of stuff. You get into credit card debt. You get into student loan debt. Then you look at unfunded liabilities into the future, right? You get into the future and you're talking about $120, $150, $180 trillion unfunded liabilities into the future. And all of a sudden, the math doesn't work. And then if you want, just go look at the world debt clocks. It's the same thing. It's red all over the place, up and down. And so what do you do in the midst of all this? And this is the challenge for us, David, as we come at this first and foremost, not as Americans, first and foremost, not as investors, first and foremost, as followers of Jesus Christ, praise the Lord for that. So all of this stuff for all of us, those of us in the faith, is all temporary. We have paradise to look forward to, and this will all be behind us. But sometimes it's very difficult emotionally and spiritually to live in a world that's so upside down and so messed up in so many different ways, David. How do we kind of walk forward? That's not always so easy. A lot of tension out there for us as believers.
Yeah, I'm so glad you paraphrased it that way, Steve, because Scripture says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." So when we talk about these things, it can cause fear. I get that. But there's nothing wrong with fear, but don't have a spirit of fear, is what I think what the Bible is saying. Because when you have a spirit of fear, it controls you. But you can have fear, which engages you to draw closer to the Lord, therefore receiving power and love, which creates a sound mind to do what is you're called to do. That's just like saying, if I have fear, then what he's saying, I should disconnect from what Steve and David is saying, because they're putting a spirit of fear. No, we're not. We're saying these are the real things we have as believers and as anybody, humans, that we deal with, which can cause some fear. That's the opposite of this, is saying if you had money, that means you must be greedy, and you're calling that your God. No, you can have funds, but also be in humility, and it's not your God, but you're the manager, you're the steward of those funds, and that's what we're trying to impose here, balance.
Right.
So there's a lot of things we can be concerned, but that doesn't mean we have the spirit of fear, but we can have some ideas that could say, here's what the facts are saying, here's where we're going, and from that, there is some fear that does generally arise, and that's part of the human side. So don't be hard on yourself if some of the things we're saying today is what I'm saying, and Steve is saying, that is causing us to think, but put yourself into power, put yourself into love, and be engaged in your money, because that's the call of being a good stewardship. And that's where gold and silver also plays a portion of this role. So a portion to seven, a portion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially now with what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, in reference to gold and silver. Go ahead.
No, keep going. No, you're fine. Keep going.
No, in reference to gold and silver, you know, last week I said the largest hedge fund in the world, also the most successful hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, Ray Dalio, really great guy. He has a video out there called The Changing World Order, and he's talking about how countries over hundreds and hundreds of years have risen and fallen. It's happened spiritually, economically, politically, and it causes a divide. And we're in the latter part of this falling of our country is what he's saying. And he loves America. He's made his money in America as a hedge fund manager. He is also saying you got to have some gold. And his chief investment strategist last week, Rebecca Patterson, said she expects gold to outperform every other asset class. She believes gold is at a current price, is at a bargain right now. So why gold? Because it's not just because it's something that's biblical. It's a money system. Was then, but it's not now. It's a hedge against our money system. But gold hasn't done well this year. Many people have probably heard gold is no longer a safe haven. Gold isn't as effective hedge as it used to be and against inflation. Gold is dead. Yeah, I heard some of the same comments way back in 2000 when the front of the Wall Street Journal said gold has lost its luster. Little did we know on that day, that was the very bottom for the gold market.
Yeah.
And it went from under $300 in year 2000 to over $1,900 in 2011. It outperformed the Dow, it outperformed the NASDAQ, and it outperformed the S&P 500 significantly. So just because it's an asset that does not done well this year, in the paper market, not physical, it's down a little over 9%. Silver's down a little twice as much, 18% plus. But the paper markets are the physical markets in gold and silver are up about 7.5% year to date. Now, I will say this, if going back to the paper market, gold is up 2.33%, and that's just slightly what stocks are doing, what the NASDAQ is doing today. But silver is up almost 9% today.
Wow.
In the paper markets. So we're starting to see the signs of what I've been saying the last 3 weeks, that gold and silver is undervalued. The markets are now showing this, and I think that we're going to see some big movements into 2023 when things, as you said, two breaks ago, getting ready for the break, saying it's not going to get better. It's
right.
It's going to get worse. And this is what the big money is saying. So as things get worse, you want to have something that, like the keel, you say, on the boat,
right,
that counterbalances the other side of the scale. But you'd rather buy it when it's cheap right now than when it's more expensive 6 months from now. So I can't emphatically say enough that even though the markets are up nice today, I think the biggest movement is getting ready to happen because the Fed is going to eventually pivot. They're going to do what the Bank of England did because they're going to break the system here. They admit that they're going to cause a lot of pain. And long before all that, long before if Russia fires some nuclear weapons or whatever happens, the uncertainty of the world, long before all that, you want to have the peace of mind by having a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall. You have some money diversified in gold and silver, and who knows, if things go the way I think they're going to go, unfortunately, this could be one of the best investments, just like it was from year 2000 to 2012.
Yeah, and that's the thing you have to remember. That I think oftentimes, and most of us grow up, David, just kind of thinking, oh, investments, mutual funds, stock market. And you don't really think about, well, you've got real estate, you've got cash, you've got precious metals, and that's where you got this diversification, because if you're all in one thing, you've got everything that's your one sail on your sailboat, and the big wind comes, and it knocks your boat over because you don't have any ballast. You got nothing under the water balancing you out, or the teeter-totter thing, which we've talked about before. And that's where you're just, it's like going back to when you're a little kid and you jump off, and what happens? Well, the person on the other side, whammo, they go back down and they get brutalized, right? It's bad. So you have to start thinking kind of, we're not in our mother and dad stock market anymore. It's buy them and hold them. It's just not legitimate anymore in this crazy world, especially a globalized world. And that's why it's important. And when you talk about gold, we're not talking about ETFs and stuff. You're talking about physically having some in your possession, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you can invest your IRA, your 401k. You'll be in physical gold and silver. So there's different ways of, you know, getting your financial future secure. Just remember, if you take care of your money now, it's down the road, it will be there to take care of you. And that's all investing is looking at what the down-the-road environment might look at. And it looks like down the road, it's going to get worse than it gets better. And looks like, by all intended purposes, the big money is now saying, you better have some money in gold and silver so that when we get down the road, you will have some asset class that protects you from the other pieces of investments called paper assets that probably will do a lot worse than they are now. Because when you go into a recession, everybody pulls back, businesses pull back, it recedes, and which means stocks do less performance and they go down historically in a recession. So that's the environment we're headed to. So this is the other side of that scale.
Yeah, so that's why it's important to get educated on that, as well as what we talked about at the beginning of the show, David, which is the great reset of the coming bail-in and what the country could do. Because when it gets desperate enough, we've seen this in several other countries around the world overnight. Because we're all, you know, everything, you go on, hey, how much money do you have? You go look at it online. Sorry, if you can access it online, well, there's a good chance the government can as well. And just like they did in Greece, you wake up the next day and the government's taking money out of your savings. And they're like, hey, we'll leave you an IOU. What other choice do we have? We're going to go belly up if we don't do this. I know none of us wants the country to go under. So this is what we had to do. Right. And that's the reality. So in order to get the new white paper on the coming bail-in, as well as just educated generally, David, what should people do?
Yeah. And we're going to hit $31 trillion this month. It's going to click over. Call us 844-604-2575. Again, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com.
All right, my brother, thank you as always for the great information. Praise the Lord for your report on your blood. Let me know when you get that genetic test done. That'll be a blast. I love and appreciate you, David Fisher. Thanks, buddy. Have a great week.
I love you too, Steve Noble. God bless you.
All right,
you.
Buddy. God bless you, too. We'll talk later. Tomorrow, Stu Epperson Jr. with Dr. David Merritt, Dr. David Jeremiah. You don't want to miss this. That tomorrow. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.